Burton Cummings on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Ever had the desire to strip down and jump into icy Lake Ontario for a midwinter dip? No, me neither. Some health and wellness experts, though, swear by what's called cold exposure therapy. Our guest this morning is a hardcore fitness enthusiast. Toronto trainer Ian Wilchuk loves to rollerblade in shorts in January. Even during a blizzard, he says the exposure to bitter cold is good for mind and body. And he joins us now. Welcome to the Morning Zoom, Ian.
Hey, how you doing?
Wow, shorts while rollerblading in the winter. What motivated you to embrace this therapy, Ian?
Well, you know, like 3 years ago, I was going through a bit of a depression, you know, saw some stuff about it online. I've always been an extreme guy, decided to go all the way, started with some cold showers, you know, sprints around the block without a jacket, and since then, I've just been pushing myself.
Yeah, okay, so cold exposure therapy, for you, it means rollerblading in the winter, and it means ice baths a lot in Lake Ontario. And that makes me wonder just a little bit about you, Ian, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Well, you know, some people, you know, there's always a story behind it. And, you know, people that have been through some stuff, they might be willing to try some crazy stuff. And then once you just kind of get a hold on it and get addicted to it, then you push yourself, see how far you can go. And, you know, definitely not something that I would recommend for someone just starting out. But, you know, I'm addicted to it now. Do the ice baths every weekend. I rollerblade all year, and it's just a way for me to get around to my clients. So I figure it's a fast way to get around. I might as well just build that right in.
Okay, Ian, you know, we're all really into science these days because of the COVID vaccines, et cetera.
Right.
What kind of science is behind this cold exposure therapy?
Right. So, of course, you know, my interest comes from, with my brand, I really focus on helping people to understand biology and the fact that, you know, if you look at our evolutionary history and the things we were exposed to in the past, and there's something called hormesis, which is actually a process in the body that takes place for you to adapt to stressors. So this is actually the same process that helps you adapt when you do things like weight training. You know, this is actually even the proposed mechanism through which they say that a very, very small alcohol might have a tonic effect. You know, like those people who live to 120 years old, they're always like, I have a shot a day sort of situation
that.
So that kind of stress on your body forces you to adapt. And of course, you know, what happens when you get cold? Your blood, your circulation increases, right? Your body has to force itself to warm up, which increases your metabolism. And you also basically get a rush of endorphins, basically like as a painkiller. So when you do that to yourself, that is basically the effect. And over time, you can kind of become more resilient to these things. So you can improve your cold tolerance, your circulation increases, you get improved mental health from that healthy dose of neurotransmitters from inside your body. And, you know, other than that, you know, there's a lot of great science behind it, but it's just a hard thing to do. It just boosts your willpower when you push yourself like that.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, I was reading your story and thinking that, you know, how often do we go right to the edge of what we are capable of in terms of testing our physicality, right? So, and I would think, not knowing anything about anything, it must, once the shock of the cold wears off, the cold probably slows your heart rate down too, doesn't it?
100%. 100%. It slows your heart rate down. It helps really increase your noradrenaline in your body initially, and eventually you actually become insulated to these stressors so that when you're under stress in the future, your body can learn to adapt to that stress quicker.
What about tips for beginners?
So I would definitely, you know, the most accessible way to do it is definitely just start with a cold shower. Right, maybe at the end of your normal shower. I usually find it's easiest right after a hard workout to get in the shower just cold as much as you can. It's just like you said, you just got to get over that initial shock, and once you get over the hump, you really seem to calm down and you get this really profound sense of calm. And I would say that takes about a minute. Definitely just start small, but push yourself each time. You know, it's safe. There's nothing. Maybe ask your doctor first in case you're, you know, you have a heart condition or something like that. But for the majority of people, it is safe. So the cold shower is the most accessible way to do it. Another way is, you know, with the ice baths, as long as you're a healthy person and you're not concerned about any kind of shock like that, you can just jump right in. It's really like the short term is not something you got to worry about. It's more about like staying in there long, right?
So right.
If you just jump in and out, you'll be fine.
Excellent. Okay. Ian Wilczek, Jane and I are going to start working on that today. We're putting ice in our drinks, Ian. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. See ya. Thank you.
Traffic now. Here's Spencer.